when I was lieutenant, I accepted me being gay. And you find you're in an environment where the fact of who you are could pretty much end your career. You start to become a little resentful over that. But you're cognizant of the fact that you're a second-class citizen, and you always will be. So at times, it can be a difficult cross to bear. At that time, if you were obviously closeted, if you wanted to stay in the military, you always lived with this constant fear that you might be outed or might be accused or something might happen. And so among friends, you want to be entirely open and honest with your friends. And it's unfortunate when you don't feel that you can be. So as a gay man or a woman in the military at that time, you couldn't share an entire part of your life with your closer friends. So, I mean, I'm clearly proud of the service I did, and I still think the United States is more than likely one of the best countries to live in. However, I think I carry a certain amount of bitterness that I had to spend so much of my life, of my productive life, hiding a big part of who I am. And for no valid reason. I could see if there was a valid reason for it, but it just seems unfortunate that so many people had to go through so much of their life hiding who they were. And so it does leave you a little bit of a bitter taste in your mouth.